101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Barry Manilow and Daybreak, and it is 6:45. And Slinger High School reporter Kate is in here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm all right. You know, it's going to be a busy day, and we're going to get more snow because, you know, that's what we want in the middle of April.
Yep. Where else would you want to live in Wisconsin, right?
Right, exactly. So what's some good stuff going on at Slinger High School?
Athletic standpoint, our track team has kind of shifted to their outdoor season now. The snow is cooperating very nicely. It's kind of across the board. A lot of our spring sports are kind of getting held off because of the snow. Tennis has been fortunate enough to be able to go to Pleasant Valley for indoor practices. Our golf team has been taking advantage of some simulator time, but really is been kind of hard to get on a golf course right now with all the snow. Our baseball team has played two games. We lost both of them, unfortunately. Our softball team is actually able to get three in, and I believe they won all three or two of the three, so they're doing pretty well for the start of the season at least.
So, yeah, see, and it's just kind of, it's been one of those kind of springs.
Yeah, it has.
And so, you know, we'll see what happens and watch how it shakes out, I guess, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, I know when we shifted to spring baseball 4 years ago, it's kind of a roll of the dice. You know, sometimes you're going to get lucky, sometimes you're not. And unfortunately, we're not exactly too lucky right now, but hopefully, especially come May, I know we're going to be playing a lot of games. Talking to the athletic director, it sounds like we're going to be playing a lot of games. So, and the good thing is at least everybody, you know, pretty much statewide is in the same boat as us.
Right.
So as far as making up games, it's a lot easier to find games, and it kind of requires everybody to have, you know, be able to go deep into their pitching rotation and have a lot of guys that can step up. So it'll be interesting to see.
You'll be on that Major League Baseball rotation by the time you get to May, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So plays coming up this weekend?
That it is. 30 reasons not to join a play, kind of ironically. I know the teacher who runs it is our physics teacher, and he's really jazzed up about it. Sounds like it's supposed to be really good this year. Hopefully Saturday night, if we don't have a baseball game, we'll be able to get back for it. We're supposed to play in Madison that day, but it should be a good show. They're kind of in that awkward middle area right now because our new auditorium isn't quite finished yet, and our old auditorium is actually being used as the weight room. So now they're going to have to perform in the cafeteria, which I know they're a little disappointed about, but you know, they've been very flexible and able to make it work, so I'm excited, and hopefully it goes well.
Right, you know, and it's the performances are at Friday night and Saturday night.
That's correct. Yep.
All right, and let's see. It's April, so prom must be coming up.
That it is. May 5th is our prom. So I am unaware of what the theme is this year, but it's always a good time.
But so. But you're a senior, not a junior, so you're
that
not as involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, kind of more hands off.
You know, you probably had a whole lot more involved.
Yeah, exactly. So. I may make an appearance. I have some friends who are on court this year who are juniors, so I might go to the Grand March and everything, but as far as going to the dance, I'm still up in the air, I guess.
Yeah. But you went last year.
Yes, I did go last year.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture. Was there a picture of you in a tux from prom?
Yep.
Your Facebook page from last year?
That's correct, yes.
That's kind of what I figured. Okay. So how's the construction going, by the way?
Oh, it's really good, actually. Right after spring break, they opened up, like, the band area and everything, so that's all open, and it's so neat to see what they've been working on for so long, and it's been weird that hallway's been blocked off this whole time, and now it's open, and now it looks amazing. It's just so much more open, I guess. You know, it's hard to describe, really, unless you go to it, but you kind of walk down some stairs, and there's just this big, like, 20 feet tall ceilings. There's this common area, and just all around looks really nice, so they did a really great job from what's been open so far.
Yeah, and the plan is to have everything finished by next fall, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So unfortunately, our seniors won't get to benefit from it. But sounds like it's supposed to be really nice. The rest of it that they haven't finished yet. I know some of the classes have been able to go actually into the auditorium as they've been building it. So from what they've said, as I've talked to them, they said it's really nice as well. It should be really cool.
Well, and Bia said that she's been in some of the areas to kind of look at things and, you know, with her interest in architecture.
Exactly.
So you got summer plans? Baseball?
Yeah, baseball, pretty much. I'm probably going to play Rock River League baseball somewhere. And then as far as working, stuff like that. I'm a manager at McDonald's here in West Bend, so we're doing some renovation right now inside. That. Yeah, so through the 4th of May, we're redoing our whole lobby. So we just have a drive-thru right now, but it's kind of interesting because you can kind of see it starting to go along as you peek out into the lobby area, and it looks really nice already.
Yeah, see, I thought they were working on the Galactic McDonald's first.
No, I guess not. I guess they were doing ours first.
I guess, yeah. So,
and it's kind of weird because I know being in both, I would say the Galactic McDonald's could probably benefit from a remodel, probably more than ours, but I don't make those decisions, I guess.
Right, right. But, you know, it's good to get that fresh touch up exactly. In there and so on and so forth. So I think you're going to be able to keep doing some part-time work while you're in school?
I think, as I've talked to my parents, I think first semester I'm probably going to just kind of get into the swing of school, but second semester I'll probably look for a job somewhere. I know if I want to work at McDonald's in the Madison area, there's plenty of
opportunities.
Yeah, there's plenty of them, and as I've talked to some of the upper management, they've said that they could hook me up with a job there if I wanted to. Otherwise, you know, there's so many job opportunities either within stuff that's kind of generated toward my field. Otherwise, you know, being a hostess or a, you know, bartending or something like that too. So,
yeah.
But I would say I'm definitely thinking about a job somewhere. I just don't know exactly what I want to do yet.
Are you living in dorms or an apartment, man?
First, I'm living in a dorm.
Do you know which one yet? When do you get that information?
So we filled out our information already, but we don't find out until July, I believe.
Oh, okay. You looking for Lakeshore or Southeast?
Southeast.
I lived in Whitty for 4 years.
Oh, see, Whitty was my number two. I think Celery is one, but Whitty's probably going to be number two.
It was nice because I was in the tower, the Whitty Tower that's closest to the Nitty Gritty. So.
Yeah.
You know, see, when the fire alarm would go off, and then you could just, you know, go down the steps and go across right to the nitty-gritty and, exactly. You know, just be,
exactly.
You know, comfy there. So it worked out all right.
Yeah.
So
I like that, you know, being down, and I have family in Madison, so we go down there all the time. I've gone to the Kohl Center a bunch of times. And just that feeling that Southeast had and just Madison in general, just that habit, you know, no matter where you are on the campus, you can just, it's just that feeling. I just don't know how to describe it, you know?
And people who don't spend time there don't get it.
But
if you do, you get it.
Exactly.
You get the State Street Mall. You get you get the whole deal. Now, see, when I'm back in the day, here we go, when I was in college, where the Kohl Center is was old abandoned railroad tracks. That's all there was back there. I mean, there was nothing. That whole area between, you know, between kind of there and Park Street was just really nothing but weeds and trash and winos, I think. But
it's transformation.
Yeah. I love the Kohl Center.
Yeah, it's a neat atmosphere to be in if you've never been there.
Yeah.
For any athletic event.
Yeah. And concerts and
everything
else. I saw the Eagles there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So all right, so let's see. Anything else we need to talk about school wise, or are we just gonna talk about Madison? We're all right with that, I guess, right?
Do you have any other questions about anything?
When's graduation?
June 3rd.
Okay, so
1:30.
So you're a little bit later than some of the other ones,
exactly.
But Kewaskum wants to get done early, you know, so they can they've got their construction project that they're working on, so they're under a little pressure there. So they're going to have their graduation before Memorial Day.
Wow.
So
I mean, if they want to move it up, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you got a little senioritis. Are you okay yet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Next baseball game scheduled for?
Tomorrow. But we'll see. I would say we're supposed to play tomorrow and Friday against Arrowhead and Saturday against Madison East. And I would say the best shot is Madison East. But
probably.
Kind of depends where Madison gets as far as snow totals. So.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to get about the same amount as we are,
So we'll see what happens, I guess.
So, yeah. So, all right. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Yep, no problem.
It's Kate, our Slinger High School reporter.